David has a question this week, and he actually floated the idea back to me at Nerdtacular a year or so ago, and quite frankly, I guess I've forgotten it, but he's got a suggestion for initiative. Back in my high school days, our GM liked the DC Heroes rules for initiative. Basically, the lowest initiative declares their action first, but acts last. And of course, the highest initiative declares last, but acts first. That way, the player with the highest initiative has a better idea of what's going on when making his or her decisions. Thoughts and reactions on that? Brian, you had, were ready to speak.
Yeah, I've definitely seen games that incorporated that rules. I know I've used them at least once. I kind of feel like, I mean, it's an interesting idea, but it tends to be a little bit more cumbersome in play than what it would be. I mean, especially for something like 4th edition, I don't see that really being feasible at all. With a much lighter system, it probably would be a lot not too difficult, but yeah, for the most part, I think it's the main issue that with my group at the time, we just were so used to doing initiative normally that so, you know, the lowest initiative would say what they're doing and kind of start rolling into doing, and it's like, no, not yet. We have to go all the way up, and we just got confused.
Sam, thoughts on this, or have you used something like this?
I haven't used that. I've used a few variations on initiative. I played in a D&D game for a while, which was pretty high level, and who got to go first was really significant. And so one thing that we did to make things more dynamic is that people rolled initiative every round at the start of the round. So it wasn't just roll once, and that's your initiative for the entire combat, which produced an interesting effect. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was a 3-5 game. But the result was that things were, you couldn't predict when the bad guys were going to go, or say, like, but you could try to, like, sometimes stack your actions so that a PC would go last if they rolled really poorly on one round, and then go very soon after that the next round. And that kind of made things sometimes a little bit more tense, because that could also happen with the bad guys, and there'd just be like a big stack of bad guys acting and then reacting before, say, the healer had the chance to fix everything.
Cool. Rodrigo, thoughts on this?
So I have played in games that had that initiative system where basically you declare backwards and then you go through it. And usually those systems need a secondary system to say, well, what happens if that action that you originally declared becomes void, right?
Right.
So your very last player says, I stab the goblin. And then your very first player says, I stab the goblin. The goblin dies. And what, when they get around to their initiative, now they just sit there and be like, but I was good. You know, it's like,
Right. Now, Matthew, you've played DC Heroes, so have you done this? What are your thoughts on this?
Part of the reason I think that DC Heroes works the way that it does is because of a fundamental lack of character balance in the DC universe. If your team consists of Batman, Green Lantern, and Dr. Fate, you have a dude who's really fit, a guy wielding this phenomenal alien trinket, and a walking time suck of time, space, dimension, power, boodly boodly boo, and a big gold helmet. Part of the reason that the initiative is, I'm going to say weird, because it is weird and it's sometimes hard to work with, is to give the player playing Batman a chance to be Batman and not be overshadowed by your giant Dr. Fate. You can take these unrelated things of vastly variable powers that you really don't have in Dungeons & Dragons, because Dungeons & Dragons is a more composed and, I think, more balanced game in terms of who does what and when, especially in the 4th edition where, you know, I've said it before, even the fighter has cool powers that I can pull off. Whereas in, you know, that DC Heroes game, you could literally have Rorschach fighting side by side with Dr. Manhattan, and it would not be the Dr. Manhattan show with a funny guy in a coat by the side. It could feel like an actual team of heroes working together. So I liked it up to a point, but I also feel like 25 years down the line, there's reasons why other games didn't pick that initiative trick up and run with it. And that's, you know, part of the reason is that it does make for moments like Rodrigo designed or described, where you're going last, but you've already declared your action. And when your action becomes moot by the end of that turn, there's not really a mechanism for you to do something else. You've declared your action. That's your initiative for the whole round.
Mm-hmm. David wraps up his email by saying, P.S. I'd love to see your next game be Star Wars, or at least something involving spaceships. Well, David,
spaceships.
little behind the scenes stuff. I have asked everyone so that we can get our next games lined up to list games that they would be interested in playing on Critical Hit, not necessarily who would be running it, although some people have said, yes, I will be interested in running this game. And the game list so far includes The Dresden Files, Star Wars, Starfinder, Star Trek, more Call of Cthulhu, Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, more Trek Pathfinder, War. Exalted, the Sentinel Comics RPG, which is that even out yet?
No, just the starter kit so far.
Okay. Mutant Year Zero, Break, release is pending as of this recording. World of Darkness, Fate Accelerated Edition, Conan, Shadow of the Demon Lord, Warhammer Fantasy Role-Playing, and Cartoon Action Hour, which I'm actually interested in Cartoon Action Hour. So.
Well, that's Rob's list. What's everybody else want?
So that is what everyone has thrown in as potential games. The next round that we will be doing is actually having everyone on the cast vote for which game they want played next or games they want to play next, and then we will tabulate those up, and then we'll have a bunch of games ready to go, and the GMs will be selected, and by the time we're done with our next round of whatever comes next, that person should be ready to go, and we'll just roll right into the next game. So that's a little BTS, and you can find more BTS stuff
now,
and BS stuff over at patreon.com/majorspoilers.
Now, this is going to come after the next season of Void Saga.
Yes, of course.
So don't freak out that we're not going to do that. That's what I said.
What's coming up after whatever comes up next? Yes. Yes.
So whatever it is, it
because
will be.
the chances are that by the time they're hearing this email may already be front ending a Void Saga episode.
Ah,
or maybe not. Hello, future tuned. People. Hello,
hello,
future. Hello, future ourselves.
Depends on how terribly we do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Future people are also
podcast at majorspoilers.com is where you can send your emails, and maybe we will answer them in the future. This episode of Critical Hit is being brought to you this week by Harry's. Shave my face today with a Harry's blade. I love these razors. It's so nice. Just pop the old one off, put a new one on, and get a great shave at a fair price. That's why I love Harry's, and I think you will too. Over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's razors. If you don't know about Harry's, it's Jeff and Andy, just two ordinary guys fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, so they started Harry's to fix shaving. Now, Harry's stripped out all the unnecessary features. You're not going to find any blades or handles or anything that are vibrating, no heated blades, no 15 lubricated strips, none of that craziness. But what you will get is a perfect razor at an amazing price. A good shave comes down to good blades. Like I said, I love New Shave Day when I get to pop an old blade off and put a new one on, because Harry's owns their factory. They're able to deliver amazing quality blades for just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more that you're going to pay at the drugstore. And all of these products are backed by a 100% guarantee. So listeners, do yourself a favor. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you a free trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/criticalhit. All you have to do is pay for shaving. That's harrys.com/criticalhit. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle. I love these things. 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade to get under that nose. Some rich lathering shave gel and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/criticalhit right now. I know you can do it. You can listen to this show and go to harrys.com/criticalhit right now. That's harrys.com/criticalhit. Thank you so much, Harry's, for sponsoring this episode of Critical Hit. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading and checking us out this week. Oh, my goodness. We got one of those driving montages, right? As everyone's heading to the proxy's house, right? Yeah, it's like there's some hard driving, and then the neon signs come by in the blackness.
Or the street signs.
Klaus is at the wheel. Professor's in the back seat, madly looking things up on his mobile device.
Klaus at the wheel.
Yeah, I told him to be careful because okay. I didn't want him to wreck the car. And then
Klaus knows how to drive.
You've got Alana and Ian in the car as well.
Well, Ian.
Oh yeah,
he's not in the
car. Yeah, he's not in the car. Right.
Ian's meeting us there.
Right. Who else was in the car with us? Is it just the three of us, or was there one more?
I think it's just the three of us right now.
Three of us. Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
Oh, me. I'm in the car.
Oh, heavy.
We are explicitly trying to avoid that, sir.
He's in your head, man. In your head.
Yes.
Wale.
So,
Wale.
When we were heading over there last time.
On Critical Hit.
I believe Sam had rolled for channeling.
Yes, and I'd rolled a partial success, so I will take a corruption and my three hold.
All right. Don't you get four?
Or four hold, yes. Four three focus. Hold plus one from the focus.
Yes. All right. Any other quick preparations before?
Yeah, I'm going to make a call from the car to Mitch Davidson, since he might either know what's going on with the riots or want to know what's going on with the riots.
Yeah, so you basically get a hold of him, and things are pretty crazy. Basically, for some reason, when you talk to him, he basically lets you know that everyone just seems to be more concerned about containing the situation rather than actually opposing or stopping any of the rioting.
Does he know what caused it? Like what the impetus was?
No. Seems like the more he tries to mobilize the forces to actually resolve this situation, the more stonewalled he gets, and he's not really able to get any information on this. He asks you what you're doing.
She says, I'm making a move on what I think is the certainly origin point of a lot of the bad stuff, as previously discussed, possibly this riot specifically.
I see. Do you need assistance?
Possibly. This is going to be complicated. There's going to be a gang from Great Bend that's leading this charge, and we're going to be there to try to clean up. So I would say figure out what's going on with the riot. I'll give him the address, and if you can't or need to be somewhere, need to find me, that's where I'll be.
Okay, I'll probably try to reach out to you later. I'm going to try to minimize damage here in the meantime, I suppose.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah, you too.
I'll also make a call to what's her name? I always forget it. Karani.
Yes, Karani Breck. Yes. Hey, Alana, what's going on?
Do you have any idea what's causing these riots?
No. We're just hearing about this now. We're kind of heading that way to try to see what help we can provide.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what's going on?
I don't, but we're on our way to the place we were earlier today. So we're going to see if we can get answers there.
I see. Okay. Well, if you need any help, let me know.
Yeah. I mean, we probably will, actually, because I don't know how to contain him. I don't know if how to stop this, how to stop what's already been put in motion. So I might need your talents.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Yeah, well, I think, we might try swinging by there.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. See you there.
Did I not mention what I ran away from when I got to them?
I thought you did.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah.
What'd you run away from?
Vampires.
Vampires.
A group of vampires trying to kill me?
Well, I mean, that's a Tuesday for you.
Wrong.
Thursday?
until last week, I was the top vampire in the city.
The vampire king.
In this town, we call Hayes. Until everybody laughs at the vampire king.
10 minutes ago.
What?
All right. So you're very quickly coming upon the location.
Okay.
As you start pulling up, you see a couple vehicles out front, the white panel van you may recognize from earlier, and a smaller truck. It seems that a number of individuals seem to be coming out and somewhat brazenly holding some fairly serious-looking weaponry. Talking into predominantly firearms, some shotguns, just handguns, a couple rifles.
Wow. Well, Klaus, this is kind of your part of the show.
All right.
Oh, God. It's that noise.
What kind of vehicle is here?
This is a 1968 black Chrysler convertible.
What's the harm on that?
No, I told you specifically not to harm my car.
He's not harming your car. He's harming
people.
He's harming with your car.
That's going to be a large vehicle.
Yeah. I would say, are they... They're approaching us on the street?
They're not approaching you. They're kind of gearing up, getting ready to go towards the house.
Oh.
So these are your peoples?
No, these are Great Bend vampires, I'm assuming. Are they vampires?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, did you want to try to talk with them, or should we wait till they go inside and see what they flush out?
Let's see what they flush out.
All right.
I'm sure they're not aligned.
Actually, is Brett with them?
Yeah, you can spot him kind of nervously standing towards the back of the group as he chambers a couple of rounds into a shotgun.
Okay. Is there any way I can get his attention without getting the attention of the others? He said he was at the back of the group, so maybe...
You could honk the horn.
Tookie, tookie.
Yeah, but I don't want the entire group to look.
Oh, okay.
You could honk the horn lightly. See, this is why cars should have two horns.
Yeah. A loud horn and a stealth horn.
Right, a horn that's like, hey, and one that's like, ahem.
If you think of a way to do so.
You could text him.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
You up?
While driving?
Like, no, presumably we stopped by this point. If we're able to see them, then I'm definitely going to stop before I get their attention.
Remember, kids, distracted driving kills. Don't text and drive.
It can wait.
Then I'm going to text.
A message from the vampire.
See, look behind you.
Well, hold on to that thought there. Meanwhile, I think around this time, the proxy has probably been chilling the house a bit, just got back from a walk after having spotted a couple of suspicious individuals outside his home. I don't know, maybe taking a quick shower or something. And
well, I got to deal with this. I got to deal with this ghost.
With this ghost? Okay.
Yeah.
well, you spend some time kind of trying to talk to a ghost, but she is still like very distraught and unnerved when you probably notice hear a few car doors outside your house and see a group of people carrying some fairly heavy or a serious arsenal. Seem to be gearing up right outside your front door.
Wow. How many of them?
Looks like about six of them.
Okay. Can I tell that they're vampires?
Yeah, I think you can You definitely recognize two of them from not too long ago.
Okay. I'm going to start heading towards the back door, but I'll hang out. I want to see if they knock or something.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a mislead, distract, or trick there, Rob. Scroll back down. And you got a miss.
A hard miss.
That's a dupe. Whoops. I rolled snake eyes.
So Brett, yeah, he looks into his pocket and hold on, face. I got a message, he says out loud, and looks at his phone, kind of looks over and like just dumbfoundedly like looks shocked and like kind of looks back at the other vampires as they also kind of notice what he's looking at. And
hey, it's a message from my boss who sent me here as a traitor. I mean, mom.
And a couple of them were like, we saw her there earlier today. As they notice you all. And Brett's like, I think we should concentrate on the guy inside. I think he's the threat here. But they kind of start splitting up, and some going towards the car. I think probably around this time, Ian hops over a fence and sees several individuals in a familiar car, including his sister, a group of some serious ruffians with quite a bit of firepower walking towards it.
Okay, well then, it is time to roll for blood, because I'm about to enter combat.
You recognize Alana, right?
Yes.
Am I unleashing?
Not quite.
Well, Alana will just get out of the car and, like, with her kind of, you know, hands up at the vampires.
They do kind of angle their guns at you, but
we're on the same side.
More cautious.
And then unleash.
What side is that?
Against the person in this house.
Okay. Who's your friends?
She gestures to Ian. She's like, that's my brother. Got a occult professor in the car.
Good evening.
Who's that guy behind the wheel?
He's my Uber driver.
Go ahead and give me a mislead, distract, or trick.
Thanks.
It'll work. It'll work. These guys are dumb as a bag.
Meanwhile, Proxy, you're definitely hearing something of a conversation going on outside.
Fantastic.
Succeed partially.
Partial success. So, on a hit, they are fooled at least for the moment. Go ahead and pick two from the list there.
Let me take a look at that. I'm gonna try to avoid further entanglement. Like, I just don't want these guys to mess with me or them, us. And, I'll try to create an opportunity, for us to organize and take advantage of, like, the attack that they're about to make.
Okay. okay. He's like, all right, then, why don't your sneaky friend there come with us around the back? Why don't you go join the other group in front?
Seems reasonable.
She just called me sneaky.
So they basically put both you, or Ian and Lana, basically in front of them. Basically still kind of having you at gunpoint as they approach the house.
Oh, that's not going to end well.
Probably not.
Alana will hold on to her focus and like trace some letters in the air, and then touch as Ian is leaving, touch him and like basically reach into the car and touch both the Professor and Klaus, and I'm going to put shields up on all of us.
Ooh, what's that do?
It will add plus one armor to all of us.
All right. How long does that last?
End of the scene.
Okay.
Yes. Forever.
So spending two hold?
Yep. For everyone in a small area.
Do we have to stay together, or is this individual? This isn't like a group shield.
No, I think it's basically effectively on you at this time, and okay. It'll last until the end of the scene.
All right, cool.
Let's check in. Yep, okay. Well, these groups that are kind of leading Ian around the back, not being the most stealthful, so I think, Proxy, you definitely know someone's heading around the side.
Sneak.
Did I see them go off and talk to the peanut gallery?
Did the professor get out of the vehicle? Because I need to drive away to keep my cover.
Did you
driver.
Stay near the back, or did you actually go up front to see?
I mean, I was like looking out the window. Not directly. I mean, I wasn't like up by the window, but I was trying to keep an eye on it. You know, it's all good either way.
I think not necessarily. You don't know.
Sure. Okay, so I got some people coming in through the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell how many there are?
Seems to be around four.
Okay, so... All right. I'll go to the back.
Okay.
And I'll open the door.
All right, Ian, you're seeing the back door open.
Can I see if there's anyone behind it?
Yeah, I'm like opening the door.
You're going through.
Yeah, okay. I'm like at the edge of it.
Oh, well, then I attack.
Oh. All right, how,
and what, well, I'm about to go into battle. Can I roll now?
Yes, you can roll that.
All right.
Ooh.
Ooh, strong hit. This could be bad.
So, on a 10 plus, I get to hold 3.
This could be a lot quicker.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, definitely attack. I'm looking at my things. Attacking, and I have my gun, and it's a thing, and I have an attack. I am going to cross the distance to any character outside of my reach using one of my one.
Okay.
Before they have time to adjust or react. And I'm literally going to have a gun at the base of the proxy's chin.
Meanwhile, what's happening at the front, Alana?
I'm walking up to the door.
In the car, Klaus, Professor, any actions on your end?
I take it I have not found the true name of this guy?
No.
Okay, then who has the shears?
Alana said she has them.
Okay. Then I guess I'm going to start to get out and walk with Alana.
As you start to get out, the vampires are very kind of nervous. It's like, hey, why are you coming out? I thought you were...
Oh, my. I'll get back in the car and close the door. Roll up the window.
All right. Definitely one of them's eyeing you nervously, keeping a...
I guess we wait till they get inside.
Okay. So, meanwhile, back around the back, the proxy, you've had Ian rush you in a blink of an eye and has a gun to your chin.
Ian?
Chap?
I got something you want.
And what is that?
Susan Clark.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ah! A quandary! Why would I trust you?
Well, you shouldn't. You should trust that I'm negotiating. Plus, you'd be doing me a favor. She's a rival.
At this point, the group of vampires who are with Ian are like, just shoot him already! And the other two kind of take this as a command of themselves and like start bringing the guns up and fire a few wild shots. So everyone in front, you hear a couple pops as some shots start going off.
Alana will turn to the other vampires outside, say, sounds like your people need you.
Okay, and they start running around the other side. What are you going to be doing?
I'll go join basically like their little pack as they're running around.
Okay. So you're going to be running around the back of the house. Meanwhile, anything from the car?
Klaus.
Well, as soon as they're out of sight, we can actually go.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she'll like do a little wave to the car as she moves to.
Yeah. Just kind of having to keep her cover story of being her Uber driver.
So just driving off or
mm-mm.
No?
As soon as they're around the house, we can get out.
Oh, you're getting out?
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
both heading of us. Where?
To the front door?
Yeah, that seems like the best
front door
option.
All right.
Since everyone ran around to the back, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what?
So I'm good. First group went around the right. The other ran around to the left as it was closer. Meanwhile, Ian and the proxy, you now got some wild shots creening your way.
I'll say, think about it and get back to me. And then I will cash in a debt to appear before the presence of someone else.
Okay. Should have shot him. Wouldn't have worked, but I should have shot him.
All right. So, where are you going, Proxy?
What day is it?
It's
like a Monday.
Monday.
Like a Monday afternoon, evening?
Evening.
Okay. I'm going to go visit the transportation commissioner, Shane Doyle.
Interesting. All right.
What are you doing? I'm scared of you.
All right. Ian, your target there has just disappeared, and you got some vampires kind of crazily shooting.
Ian turns in a rage. You idiots! These are Klaus's vampires or Great Ben vampires?
Great Ben.
Great Ben vampires.
Oh, I'm shooting them.
They're wearing like panther and cardinal gear.
Right. That's how you know they're bad. I'm going to shoot them all.
Oh, okay. You want to give me an unleash?
You want me to unleash? All right. I'm unleashing Ian. I'm unleashing Ian. That is an 11. A complete success.
Yep, that's a strong success. So on a hit, you inflict harm. What harm do you have?
Well, if I'm shooting them, my gun, I want to say, is 2 harm, but that may be crazy talk because that may not actually be a thing.
That sounds right for a gun.
Yeah, if anything, it may be a little low depending on the gun.
It's a powerful handgun.
Both guns online say 2 harm.
Yes, 2 harm, close, loud, large caliber revolver.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you also get to choose either to inflict terrible harm or take something from them.
I'm going to... Well, they're vampires, right?
Yes.
So if I take their undead status from them, I'm going to take the un...
I think that's a little bit too intangible of a concept to try.
I think what you're saying is you want to inflict terrible harm.
I want to kill the hell out of them. Yes. I shall inflict terrific, terrible harm.
So you basically unleash with a full chamber, or you say as a revolver.
Yes, there are 6 of them.
Well, there's about 3 of them here.
3 of them, that's 2 bullets each. If there were more, some might have to share.
I see. So, yes, you do a pretty good job. You definitely take two down in a hail of fire. Meanwhile, the second group seems to come around the corner in time to see you pop a couple of their kin, shortly followed by your sister behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be pretty upset at this situation.
Understandably so.
Not so much your sister, maybe, but... So, Alana? There's no sign of the proxy.
Yeah, she'll say, where'd he go?
I don't know. Bang, 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 bang. Bangity, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I think a couple of them are definitely going to be turning around, aiming or starting to point their guns at Alana.
And at that point, I can spend my hold one to name a character and intercept any attack directed at them, and they suffer no harm.
Ooh, fancy. I like it.
And that name rhymes with Tuplana.
Well, she's not quite getting any harm yet, but there's definitely the threat of harm coming her way.
Oh, there's the threat of harm.
So maybe hold that. Hold.
Yeah, and... she'll yell, why is everyone shooting at each other?
You know, give me a mislead distractor trick, I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
Or persuade.
Wow!
Oh, whoa.
That was good.
It's a Luria ball game tonight, ladies and jelly spoons.
Wow.
Okay, so you get to pick three.
She lies, I kills,
not
we're like
two.
Donnie and Marie.
Yeah. I guess I will confuse them for some time, create an opportunity, and avoid further entanglement. basically my goal is to be like, you clearly, like, we need to find the person we came here for, and, like, go inside, confirm the proxy isn't there, take the mirror, which I actually wanted to begin with, and leave this group behind, well, except for taking Ian with me and leaving these stupid vampires behind.
Stupid vampires.
Yeah, they definitely are confused. The group basically kind of rushed to check their allies. Meanwhile, Brett kind of lingers back and is looking to figure out what he's trying to do here and starts slinking back around the way he came on the left side. Proxy, or not Proxy, but Klaus, Professor.
Are we inside at this point?
Yeah, you'd probably be inside. You see probably Alana come in the back door.
Oh, Alana, how's everything?
He's gone.
Gone? How is that possible? I thought everyone knew he was here.
He was here. Ian, what happened?
He teleported away.
Great.
Did he say anything before he left?
He tried to make me an offer.
Mm. Yeah, he'll have that. That is his reason. What did he offer you?
It's not important right now.
All right, we'll talk later. There's a friend of yours here. She'll grab the mirror.
How do we get her out?
I have no idea.
I smash the mirror.
The mirror shatters. With that, screaming Sally screams a bit and kind of materializes within the frame and looks a little bit startled and kind of corner of her mouth perks up into a grin, and she just kind of shoots off.
It's good to see her smile. She doesn't enjoy her afterlife.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to enjoy our anything if we don't get to the bottom of what's going on. So I think it's time to figure out what's up with this riot.
Klaus, what's up with this riot?
I have no idea. I just heard it happening outside my place, and was it four?
Was it? I'd say it's probably a group of five.
Yeah, and then five of the Great Bend goons busted down my door.
Yeah, five.
Are you sure that they were from Great Bend?
They weren't any of my crew.
There are a lot of vampires in this world.
It's not just the vampires.
There's not a lot of vampires that have made an enemy of me.
Fair enough. All right, well, why don't we head back in the direction of your place, see if we can get to the bottom of what is causing this riot. If we know who's influencing the people, we might have get a new lead on where our actual target is going.
Is there anything that you might be able to find here, Professor?
I'm going to look around and see what there is to see. Maybe I'll pull out my little divining rods to see if I can sense any sources of magical activities or items.
Well, are you trying to do what? Is there a particular?
I guess I should investigate a place of power, right? I mean, one would assume that.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of we'll see him pulling stuff out and say, "I've already checked. All I could gather was that demon lives here, but not much else."
Well. I do it anyway.
Honestly, it does have the magical gear to check it out.
So. Yeah,
you got the touch!
I think you can at least find this seemingly enchanted chalice.
Oh, okay. It's not the chalice.
No.
I put on some gloves, and then I pick it up. I believe you overlooked this.
No, I found that. That's a vampire.
It's a what?
It's a vampire.
Okay.
It is a vampire?
It was a vampire?
Put it in my bag.
I don't understand magic.
All right. So, as you kind of start walking out to the car, you see Karani's crew and minivan pull up. And
she'll wave, say, "It's a bust. Apparently he can teleport."
Oh, okay. What's the plan?
I don't know. We were thinking of trying to get to the bottom of this riot, figuring out what's causing it, and seeing if we can do anything to trace its source. I have no idea where he went to. I don't suppose you can put any type of ward to let us know when he comes back, or if he comes back, or maybe even just conventional surveillance.
We can definitely watch the place. I'll see what I can do, if there's any tricks I can work up here to help in that regards.
Sure. I mean, so what's going to be important is that if we ever do corner him again, we need to make sure we have a way to keep him from escaping.
That might be a little tricky.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know how to disrupt demons, Professor?
I know a lot about demons.
Is keeping them in one spot something you know?
Well, there are certain incantations I'm sure Alana knows, and I'm sure that she knows about the things you can draw on the floor to keep them contained, but that kind of requires that the demon to be present.
Yeah. Or to stay still. Or
to summon him into that
circle. The goal is to put it in place and then summon the demon in the circle.
Exactly.
It's not really helpful.
And now that he knows that at least he's onto him, then I think he's not going to fall for that kind of a trick.
Not so much.
So I think we may have to resort to good old-fashioned demon hunting.
Of which you are knowledgeable?
Sadly, no.
Well, all power is a resource, and it seems incredibly unlikely he can do that without consequences. So we'll pin him down eventually. I think the problem is that we are running out of time.
You mentioned something about him having a brother.
Yep.
Would he come for his brother?
Probably. I don't really want to go there. But if it's that versus the fate of the city, then we'll keep that in pocket.
Granny kind of...
Let's chase...
Yeah, Granny kind of pipes in. So we should probably be getting back downtown then?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see if we can chase the leads we have.
All right.
Do I know of his brother? Have I been informed of his brother before this?
I believe we were all at the meeting.
Oh, was he mentioned at the meeting?
I thought so.
No, I don't think he was mentioned at the meeting. He was mentioned when Karani and I, when I was first tasked with opposing the proxy, I talked about him with Karani, but I don't know that I talked about him with anyone else.
Hmm. Can I put a face to a name?
Sure, roll mundane, or what's the... Yeah, mundane.
Mortality.
Mortality.
Oh, I thought he was power.
Hmm. True.
Yep. It would be power.
Yes!
Fine. Roll power.
I was really hoping that's what it would be. This is going to be terrible.
It's a and it time. Was.
A miss.
That's okay. I advance.
I see.
Shut up. Just let me have this. I will be grabbing a move from another archetype. I have a couple of them chosen out.
All right.
Since the one that I did want is kind of counterproductive at this point.
Mm.
I don't really have a haven anymore. Actually, could I take that one? Hold on. The general idea being something that I've been setting up.
What exactly are you wanting here?
Haven is you have a safe place secure from outside dangers. It has emergency rations, a few ghouls, and an escape vector. When someone willingly comes into your haven, they enter your web.
Okay, if you want to take that, I can retroactively allow you to have a safe house hidden away.
Right. I am 100% down with that, because it means I don't have to dig for anything else. A new vamp move.
So, as you all kind of pile in and start driving off, the vampires here are also dragging their wounded back to the vans and kind of hurriedly trying to get packed together and pulling out here. I think it would be a good time to pop on over to the proxy, who finds himself in... living room with a very startled Ernie Jones.
No, this nope. is Shane Doyle.
Oh, Shane Doyle, the transportation.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You got a Shane Doyle, older gentleman, balding, thin. He looks very shocked as you manifest into his living room.
Hello, Shane.
Hi. Oh, what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing. I had a couple ideas for new bus stops. Got a minute?
I suppose.
Great. Sorry to get you after hours.
Okay.
I'll talk to them about bus stops for a little bit. Basically one at the Soul site, and then I heard this shop downtown was getting condemned, so that might be a good place to put in a little depot.
Good times.
And sort of while I'm doing that, I will send a text message.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a picture of Susan, and I'll send it to Ian. and it'll say TikTok.
So, as you're driving off, Ian gets that text.
You're a bad, bad man.
Oh, I'm dancing.
All right. So, yeah, you're driving off. Pretty shortly, Klaus gets a call.
From?
Sharon?
Yes?
You get a male voice coming in. This Klaus.
Who's asking?
My name's Dominic.
Dominic was the demon dude before, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, the guy was controlling.
Yep.
What do you want?
Pretty much the same as before. Only this time, if you don't agree to surrender, we're going to start killing people here.
Hmm. Sounds like a problem.
I would think so.
You know what? At this point, you can probably do whatever you want.
All right. You agree your crew is mine, and you should leave town.
Sure.
All right. We will spare them as long as they are loyal.
Can I have one concession?
What is it?
Who was the mole?
The mole? Well, we had several fingers and several pies, but specifically within your organization, be an individual. Darn it. Wrong this.
Was it Terry? That guy sucks.
It was Ted, wasn't it? Frickin' Ted.
Jim. It was Jim Haynes.
All right. I hope you have a plan for Soul, so hang up.
All right. So where do y'all head?
Are there still rioters in the streets?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where Klaus is driving still, but when he hangs up, Alana will say, what was that about?
They've got my crew.
Do you want to stop them?
They're not going to hurt anybody unless they, you know, aren't loyal. So I'm not particularly worried about it until we deal with the slightly larger problem at hand. Unless you want to just, you know, let them deal with each other.
I mean, if we could let them deal with each other, that would be ideal. It's, I don't know that they're equipped to, but though you said that they had some demon people in their midst. If it wasn't for the fact that we were on such bad terms with each other, it would be nice to talk to them, since I'm still guessing that they're not in favor of the plan as it is for this city, if they're actually making efforts to take over it in a more conventional sense. Maybe we can talk to one of your people, find out what they're up to. If there's any you trust to be able to communicate with you without getting themselves into trouble.
Only the person I already have on the inside.
All right, well, I guess keep in tabs on him. Do you think they're behind this riot?
Yeah, yeah, that 100% confirms it.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a safe house I'd been getting set up, we should be able to regroup there for right now.
All right. Seems reasonable.
Head that direction while we try and figure out another plan.
All right. You head that way. Basically, as you pull up there, Lana gets a call from Mitch Davidson.
Oh. Hey. What's the word?
Alana, apparently a call just came in, and the force has been called off. Seems that everything has just kind of stopped here, and I guess we're supposed to just keep an eye out for any additional troublemakers at this time, but...
Yeah, it seems like that whole thing was basically inter-vampire conflict.
Okay. So I'm thinking that, what exactly is going on here?
Well, our main problem, we tried to, deal with him, at his place, and he disappeared. Honestly, what we need is to get into Soul Soul. If there are answers, that's where they're going to be.
Well, I haven't been getting any luck trying to stir up a legal path to do so.
It's not surprising.
Again, I guess if you make a move, let me know.
All right, we're...
So you're saying he disappeared?
Yeah. I have no idea where he went. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I feel like our sudden dispersal here seems too well-timed.
Oh, yeah. I feel like this is a distraction. They might be working in concert, considering their interests are somewhat aligned. Or at least he might have predicted their move. It's weird, though, because they also made an attack on him, so I'm not really sure what's going on.
Yeah, that's what confuses me, too. I mean, it definitely seems like... A lot of the individuals here definitely are playing some side, but I still don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm missing something too, and it's very frustrating. And we're running out of time.
All right, well, if you figure something out, let me know.
All right, will do. And if you hear anything more, let me know.
Absolutely. All right, so what kind of place you got here, Klaus?
Basically a nicer version of what I was living in. Just, you know, more security. it's going to be another basement, except the entrance is not going to be... It's not going to be a house that looks like it actually has a... external entrance for the basement, basically. Everything will be more secure. Better door, better locks. I'd not sure what I'd be able to hide in Haze.
What do you want to?
It's a secret basement underneath Al's chickenette.
That'd be fantastic.
Yep.
All the chicken you can eat.
All the chicken you can eat, plus your lasers.
The only weakness of the lasers, you can't get any chicken grease on them. That ever happens,
though.
They break apart completely.
Well, they broke a long time ago.
So, yep. You're at your new home sweet home, apparently.
Yep.
Oh, it's a suite? Awesome.
Well, he's got two ghouls, so one's Zach, one's Cody.
So, yes, what manner of servants do you have here?
I say, don't know what the ghouls would be.
Well, you tell me.
I say, ghouls are typically non-turned.
My guess is... Yeah, this is using the Vampire the Masquerade style ghouls, which are like humans that have been fed vampire blood and are loyal to the vampire and also maybe get like very mild vampire-y powers.
Yes.
Yeah, like they might be extra strong or very perceptive.
Right.
All right. I know what it is then. It's a basement under a frat.
Okay.
My ghouls are just a couple of the frat guys who are the only ones that know that the basement is there. So probably like the president and one of the other guys, and then just, you know, a couple of big dumb jock types.
Okay.
Who are just competent enough to actually, you know, keep the place discreet.
Fair enough. So you all pull in front of a frat house.
We'll pull behind the frat house.
Or pull behind a frat house. Good call.
Actually, we probably should park a few blocks away from the frat house.
You're driving the professor's car.
Yeah.
Let's just park in Great Bend and run to the frat house.
Since all the Great Bend vampires are here, nobody's watching Great Bend.
Exactly.
You're not wrong.
We can steal all their junk.
Yes, do you want to stick around, Professor, or do you want to...
At this point, I don't know what help I'm going to be if we are not going to use the thing to take this demon down immediately.
We don't know where he is. I think we actually do want to move against some people from Great Bend. Possibly, if we can find this guy that called you... one of their leaders, if their leaders are actually dabbling with demon magic, we might be able to use that as a lead. They might know more about what's happening here and how we can close it. Plus, I had the feeling that the more demons in the area, the worse this is getting. If we can't kill the main threat, then at least we can do some weeding.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, as you say, Professor, I don't know how much... help you can be at this point, unless you want to research some information on vampires who commune with demons. I mean, I know we know that they're Court of Blood. I don't know if you can get any more details on that, or like if there are any bases of theirs or places that they might congregate that we can ambush them.
Yes, I think I might be able to do some research. Is there a computer here at this building?
Yeah.
Very well. I'll stick around for a little while longer.
All right. So I guess all four of us are going in?
It sounds like.
Uh-huh. Woo! I get to add Ian to my web.
No webs.
That was the plan all along.
What? Yes.
No web for you.
Why would I want to have the ability to get plus one ongoing to lend a hand or get in the way of his efforts?
So, as you move inside, Karani also kind of pulls up and steps out of her minivan, basically tells the rest of her crew to head back to the hotel. She'll call when she needs a ride and basically comes along with.
How do you spell Karani?
K-A-R-A-N-I?
K-E-R... A and I. Yeah, K-E-R-A-N-I.
Yes.
I've been calling a krabobble.
What?
Nothing. It's a Simpsons joke.
Once I know we're secure, I'm going to text Brett and leak it. So what's the current scenario?
He texts back a short time later. Trying to figure that out myself. A little concerned about how this went and how that looks. Trying to lay low right now.
Keep me apprised of your situation.
Okay. meanwhile, what is... So after the proxy talks for a while...
Mm-hmm.
When... darn it. Which guy was this again?
This was Shane Doyle.
Shane. So, yes, Shane, he's definitely on edge with your sudden appearance. But you're able to basically talk him down, after, you know, with all your zoning talk and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Just get him back into his comfort zone.
Yeah. basically, you're able to assuade him enough that you're not here to kill him for some imagined transgression or something, but
sure.
You're just going to kill him out of sheer bastardry. I mean,
no. The best bastardry is best enjoyed when you leave people alive.
You're a bad man.
Yeah, he definitely seems to be willing to help out and get these bus stops set up.
Oh, that's good. I'll just, you know. Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, and thanks for the coffee, and I will catch you later. And then I'm going to try and figure out who these freaking vampires are that keep coming at me.
How are you going to try that?
I'm going to go see if I can, like, scoop up any angry ghosts that might be angry because some vampires killed them and see if I can... if I can find anything that way. And put a face to a name, presumably. No? Is that weird?
Yeah, that sounds a bit weird.
Okay.
All
right. The method sounds weird.
Yeah, the method and, but the move doesn't seem exactly applicable there.
Oh, so not to find out who these vampires are, what would be a better move?
Probably hit the streets, I would assume.
Okay.
If
Sure. Yeah. In that case, I go to the next group of people most likely to have a beef with vampires, and I go talk to the pack.
Okay. You want to go ahead and roll me with Knight?
Yep. Which I'm bad at, but here we go. Hiya! I miss.
You definitely try to call out some names. Don't seem to be getting any answers on the numbers you try to contact. If you try to physically find some members of the pack, they seem to be notably absent from their normal locales. They have something of a lodge south of town, outside of town, if you have some transport. But
let's not go crazy. I'm trying to, like, not inconvenience myself too much. So if I go through their regular channels, you know, just sniffing trees and stuff, and they're not around, then I'll
I'll
move on to something else.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're able to get much in the way of info that way.
Okay. This is going to advance me, though.
Okay.
So I am... is that okay if I do it now?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to take a move from another archetype. And I am going to take...
Wall, what wall?
That would be awesome. Yeah. But no. I am going to take...
Head wound. What head wound?
I'm going to take Safe House from the Hunter playbook.
All right.
You have a secure location that you can hole up in, detail it, and choose three. High-tech surveillance, a mystical prison, fortified walls, windows, or doors, a week's worth of food and water, explosives set to blow the place. So I will pick high-tech surveillance, fortified walls and windows, and explosives set to blow the place.
Nice choices. Yeah. Strong picks.
And once I get the call that's set up, I'm going to move Susan there.
Okay. you basically call Susan. She seems questioning, but doesn't definitely voice any questions regarding this move, but she indicates she'll do as you ask.
Yeah. All right. And then I guess I'm going to... I'll look around. Is the riot still on?
It seems to be oddly quiet now.
Okay. I'm going to go, because, you know, I'm always working. I'm going to go case Theo Walker.
Just going to kind of sit outside and watch, or...
Yep. Was I, other than, like, who he is and where he lives, was I given any other information about him?
Like I say, you did some research and was able to determine that Theo Walker, he is a young man who had was in the military overseas, recently came back home. You are managed to find his location and definitely stalk him, or basically
sure.
Find a pretty domestic situation. He seems to be living at home with looks like his boyfriend there, and they, for the most part, seem to be spending an evening on the couch watching TV.
Okay, well, I'll camp out for a little while. I'll start lobbing psychological warfare later.
Okay, so back.
I guess I'll also probably make a reservation somewhere in the city because my apartment got trashed.
Fair enough.
And I'm good for now.
All right. So, meanwhile, back at Klaus's safe house. Yes.
So, I just reread my the vampire web. I should have so many more people in there.
Oh.
When someone comes to ask you for a favor, look for advice/info, or threaten your interests.
Oh.
The interior web and owe you a debt.
I see. Well,
so the Great Ben crew would be in your web?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, I would say the Great Ben crew and probably specifically Dominic.
Most likely Dominic, and I think even by extension, Julia would be within your web.
All right. How do you want, because they owe me a debt, how do you want me to, one for each of the three? Or like Dominic and the Great Ben crew, or Dominic and Julia?
I'd say Dominic and Julia.
Okay. Is the proxy directly threatened my interests?
I don't think he has.
No, he hasn't.
Nope, I asked you to play ball.
Yeah.
True.
Because I read the Vamp playbook.
Nice.
Yeah, speaking of rereading playbooks, I forgot how tracking works, but considering I've been in his house twice now, could I have gotten some of his leavings, like, you know, a comb or...
Some Klaus droppings?
No, I'm Klaus talking proxy. About from the proxy.
I think you can get some proxy
he still
leavings.
Sheds.
It's a cool. bottle of evil Pepsodent.
I think you can at least manage to get a significant owned item.
Cool.
Well, I do have the chalice in my...
There's that.
Sweet. So I see four options, and I'm honestly not sure which is the best one. And probably it's some concert between them. One... I use a tracking spell to find him. We go, try to pin him down. He maybe teleports away again. We just keep doing this until one of us runs out of magic. Two, we go to Soul Soul. Some of the Great Ben crew was already there trashing the place, but I don't know that they found anything useful, or if they did, they were sharing it with us. The best bet would be probably create some kind of distraction so I can get in there invisibly and get a feel for the place and see if I can get what's going on. I don't know if, Professor, if you have anyone in your group that, I don't know, knows how to get into his computer systems or knows more about what they're up to, more information would certainly be helpful. Three, we try to take out the Great Bend demon-invested people for the two reasons of their very presence is making the degradation of this city worse, and they might know more about what's afoot. And four, Ian, you said he wanted to deal with you. What did he offer you?
He offered me Susan.
So then four is that we pretend that you're going to take that deal.
And then?
Well, and then it depends really on what he's asking for in return. I'm guessing he's asking for your allegiance or at least your non-intervention. But if we know where she is, then she's also involved in this. She is a demon summoner or demon or something like that. And we can, again, maybe get some more information on what's going on here if we have her.
All right.
Like I said, I'm not sure which of these is the best bet. And I'm not sure what, if he'll see through that ploy or if you or your daemon have a problem with lying to him or not honoring whatever he asks for.
Lying might not be a problem.
Because we'll get Susan one way or the other. It's just a matter of before or after.
He's on the list as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm open to suggestions here.
What is Zoe Ochoa? What is her major? I know she takes a class with me, but she wouldn't happen to be one of them hacking majors, would she?
Hacking major? Probably not a hacking major. Okay. I'm probably history.
No, actually, she has a major.
She doesn't have a major in information networking and security.
Even better, it's Hollywood hacking. As long as she has an IP address, she can use half a keyboard.
As long as someone else is on the other half.
Exactly.
No, she's a history major. Ah, so.
So you're not going to be. She doesn't happen to have an internship with SoulSoul, does she?
Well, you want to give me a hit the streets?
Sure. That'd be what, for mortality then, since she's just normal?
Yes.
13.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
We are rolling well tonight.
Yeah, you don't want to hit the streets in haste too hard.
Those things
break.
Are made of
very poorly maintained.
Yeah, I think through a little bit of digging through student records, you're able to find a student of yours. Zoe Ochoa does, in fact, seem to be working part-time at SoulSoul.
Mm-hmm. I pass that information on to Alana.
Great. How much does she know?
I have no idea. She's just one of my students.
No, I mean, how much does she know about you? Does she know about the occult?
She knows I'm her professor.
All right.
And that I teach law. And that's what she knows. She's not an incredibly bright child.
That's just mean.
Well, do you have any idea of how you can persuade her to let you in or let me in?
She kind of owes me a favor for passing her on a test that she failed.
Got it. Well, you think she'd be game to give you a tour of her workplace?
I think that might be arranged.
Cool. Let's do it then.
All right. Also, do I find out anything about Court of Blood Congregation sites in western Kansas?
congregation sites.
Yes, where do they hole up? Where's their...
Well, as you are digging with your online...
Boolean operators.
Yes.
Oh, well, yes, I use the ands and the buts and also the knots.
And the zors. And...
Yes.
Yeah, you're able to get onto your online community and they start piecing together a lot of this information that you help feed them and start noticing how a lot of this information seems to be lining up with this group that seems to be a little outside a Great Bend.
Mm-hmm.
Have something of a compound there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're a secret society, someone texts. LOL. JK, LOL.
There's definitely been the occasional fluff piece on them here or there that...
Living off the grid in western Kansas.
Yes.
By Zachary G. Wolf.
I pass all of this information along. And then I call up Zoe.
Professor?
Yes. Zoe, this is J.D. Higginsbottom III. How are you this evening?
I'm all right.
Well, listen, I understand that you are doing your internship at the Soul Place. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you do there?
Oh, mostly I seem to be a gopher there. I guess it'll be enough for job experience on a resume, but it just seems to be a lot of collating and copying more than anything.
Well, listen, I was doing some research the other day and discovered that site might be a location of great historical importance for the area. I was wondering if you perhaps might be able to let me go in and take a quick peek around.
I guess I don't see how that would hurt.
I mean, I'm not going to be disturbing anything. I just want to look around in some of the corners, poke around, you know. Building foundations and all.
I mean, they do tend to be a bit of a stickler on security, but I could probably get you in.
Oh, that'd be great. Could we do that this evening?
This evening?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That'd probably be best for me to look around when there's not a whole lot of people around the place.
Maybe. I suppose. I guess. What
right.
time?
Could we do it in 30 minutes?
I guess. Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Great. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Okay.
Goodbye. Well, Alana, it looks like we've got our entrance into Soul. I hope you're prepared. We need to be moving out here shortly.
How stealthy are you two? Looking at Klaus and Ian.
Ian who?
If you can, he's just standing like perfectly straight with like a lampshade on his head.
If you can sneak in with the opening and promise not to kill any guards unless I tell you to, it might be worth having backup. We don't know. Alternatively, if you two want to go hit up a compound belonging to the Great Bend crew while they're here messing things up and see what you can find there, that also is probably useful.
So you're just doing recon into Soul right now?
Yes. I mean, unless we wind up finding like some kind of arch demon and active gate, in which case we'll call you.
That does seem rather likely.
But if we're going to Great Bend, that doesn't seem...
We'll be 40
minutes
away.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't split up at this point. All right, well, let's do Soul since we set that up. And then we can go from there to Great Bend, try to put the pieces together.
They'll never see us coming.
I think they actually will, but, you know.
Oh, Ian's already gone.
All right, well, let's see how this... see what happens next week on Critical Hit. Until then, podcast@majorspoilers.com if you would like to reach out to us with questions or ideas or whatever that is on your mind. Of course, sharing the hashtag Critical Hit on your Twitter feeds, your social medias, and encouraging other people to check out this show would be much appreciated. Of course, fine reviews over at Apple Podcasts and all those fine places where you get your podcasts from. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.